We continue our learning. We're in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. We mentioned in the previous mission that Musaf on Rosh Hashanah includes Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Malchios are psukim from Tanakh, where we say that Hashem is the Melech on the entire world. Zichronos are psukim where we remind ourselves that Hashem remembers everything. We want Hashem to remember us for good. And Shofros are psukim that mention Shofar. Our mission is going to teach us that in each of these should not have less than 10 psukim. So the Mishnah says, Ein pochasin me eser malchios, me asara zichronos, me asara shofros. So we should have 10 psukim of each, and the Gemara says that the number 10 corresponds to the hilulim that David says in the last Halleluka. Hallelujah, hallelujah, kel b'kodesho. We have, and in that paragraph as well, we say halleluhu b'seika shofar. So that's obviously a very relevant parak of Tehillim, and since we have the number 10 of Hallelukas in there, so therefore we're going to have 10 malchios, zichronos, and shofros. Others say it's keneged aseres hadibros. There it says vayihi kol hashofar holech v'chazek ma'od Moshe yedaber v'halukim yanenu v'kol. So we have a mention of a shofar there, so the number 10 is relevant as well. Or maybe it's corresponding to the asara ma'amaros shebahem nivra ha'olam. The world was created, we say, in Rosh Hashanah. Adam was created in Rosh Hashanah, 25th of Elul began the creation of the world. The culmination, of course, was on Rosh Hashanah. So the 10 statements with which Hashem created the world, Bereishis being the first, so there is, that's also the way we get the number 10 from. Yerushalmi brings another reason. The 10 Malchios is keneged the Hilulim that David said, as we mentioned. The 10 Zichronos are keneged the 10 Viduyim that Yeshayo says, and this is found in Yeshayo Perek Aleph, Psukim Tez Zayin through Yud Zayin, Rachatsu, Hizaku, etc., which is in the Shabbos Chazon Haftarah. And the 10 Shofros, 10 Psukim of Shofros, are keneged the 7 Kvasim, the Par, the Ayil, and the Seir of the Karban Musaf. So that is the opinion of Tana Kama. We should have 10 of each. Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri Omer, Imamar Shalosh Shalosh Mikulon Yatza. He says if you said 3 psukim of Malchios, 3 psukim of Zichronos, and 3 psukim of Shofros, you're Yotze. Now the Gemara says that the number 3 also corresponds to something, Keneged Torah Nevim Uksuvim, or Keneged Kadim Levim and Yisraelim. And some say that Rabbi Yochanan Nuri agrees with the Tana Kama L'chatchila, that really we shouldn't have less than 10 psukim of Malchios, 10 of Zichronos, 10 of Shofros. But he holds b'di'eved, if you said 3 of each, you yotze, but that's only b'di'eved, l'chatchila agrees with the Tana Kama. Then the Mishnah says, Ein mazkirin Zichron Malchus v'shofar shel per'onus. Shouldn't quote psukim that speak about punishment. That's something bad. You may have a pasuk that speaks about melech or shofar or zikaron, but it should not be bad. And he quotes the pasuk the following. Let's say imlo a pasuk from Yechezkel Perek Chaf. It says imlo biyad chazaka uzrone tuya uvechema shvucha emlo chaleichem. Obviously, you don't want to speak about Hashem Hashem ruling over us with anger. So even though that may have the word emloch, that would not be an appropriate pasuk. Or zichronos pasuk in Tehillim. Remember that we're just we're nothing, so that also we don't want to mention. And shofros, tiku shofar begiva. It's also the beginning of Musar from Moshe Perakei, so that also we don't mention. Now, then the Mishnah says maschil b'Torah umashlim b'Navi. In each of these, we begin the 10 psukim, so we begin with psukim from the Torah, and we conclude a psukim from Navi, and that means the psukim from Ksuvim are in the middle, and that's in fact what our davening looks like. We begin with psukim from the Torah, then we say uvidvei kodshecha kasuv leimor, that refers to Ksuvim, a Tehillim specifically, and then we say the psukim of Neviim. Now Tosis explains why, because Tehillim, Mishle, and Eov preceded Neviim. So since they were written before Neviim, so therefore they should go first. And according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the same thing, when he said, Im Amar Shalosh Shalosh Mikulon Yer Yotze, what he means there, one pasuk from the Torah, And one pasuk from Ksuvim and one pasuk from Nevi'im. Meaning what? What he's saying is that obviously we're supposed to include all of them. And it should go in the order, of course, of Torah first, and then followed by Ksuvim, and then followed by Nevi'im. That's what he meant. When he said Shalosh Mikulon, it should be, once again, B'dievet, it's three. So it should be one Pasuk from Torah, then a Pasuk from Ksuvim, then a Pasuk from Nevi'im, from Malchios, and the same for Shofos and Zichronos, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Then the Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Im Hishlim b'Torah yatsa. If you concluded with a Torah pasuk and not a Nevi'im pasuk, you yotze. Now the Gemara brings a brisa that what Rabbi Yossi means is hamashlim b'Torah harizem meshubach. So it's not yatsa b'di'evet. Rather, what the Gemara says the Mishnah should say is Rabbi Yossi Omer mashlim b'Torah. No, you should end with Torah. Vim hishlim b'navi yatsa, not im hishlim b'Torah yatsa. Rather, you should really be mashlim b'Torah. Im hishlim b'navi, then you yotze. L'chatchila, the last pasuk should be minat Torah. So that's what we do. We have three psukim from Torah, and then three psukim from Ksuvim, then three psukim from Nevi'im, and the last tenth pasuk is a pasuk from Torah. That's it. Let's say our pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which doesn't have the word melech in it, but we assume Hashem Echad means Hashem's the melech. That is the tenth of the Malchios pasuk. That's a pasuk from the Torah. That is the number 10. But if you ended the last pasuk with Nevi'im, you yotze b'di'evin. Perek Dal and Mishnah Zayin. Ha'ovi l'fnei ha'teva b'yom tov shal Rosh Hashanah. Person who is the shliach tzibur, Hasheni Maskia, means that the one who's davening Musaf is the one who has the blowing of the shofar according to the brachos, the machios, the chonos, and shofros, not the shachris. Now, the Gemara explains that originally they would blow shofar in shachris until something happened and the Romans were suspected that we were blowing the shofar to rebel against them, and many Jews were killed. So at that point they made a takana that will only blow shofar in Musaf. When they saw, and since the enemies, they saw, well, we're davening and there's Kriyas HaTorah, and then only afterwards we're blowing the shofar. Suppose when you blow in shacharis, the first thing they're doing is blowing shofar, so they must be rebelling. But when they saw, no, we're davening, there's laning, and then we blow shofar, they realize this is not milchama, this is a tekiah of mitzvah, and they left us alone. And that's why the tekiah was only placed now in Musaf. That's what it means. Hasheni maskia, that even in those days, they would have a shliach tzibur, one for shachas, one for Musaf, like we have, but they would blow during the Musaf. Now, why does it say lashon of the language of maskia? We blow the shofar during the Musaf. What do you mean the sheni is maskia? It sounds like the Baal Musaf is the one who's blowing the shofar. So Rav Haigon explains that the shliach tzibur should not be the one who is blowing the shofar, because we're afraid he won't be able to have the proper kavanah to get back to his tefillah. That's why someone else has to do the tekiyos, and that's what it means, matkia. The sheni shouldn't be blowing, he's not the tokeya, but matkia, he should give someone else the privilege of doing the tia and not himself. Uvashas ha-halel, harishon makres ha-halel. What it means, on days that we say halel, meaning other Yomim Tovim, it's the Shliach Tzibur Rishon, the one who's davening Shacharis, should be the one who reads the Halal in front of everybody, and not the Baal Musaf. Now, our Mishnah mentions of Rishas HaHalel. What do you mean Shas HaHalel? Because it's not, Rosh Hashanah is not a Shas HaHalel. Because on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we don't say Halal. The Gemara explains, because it's a day of Hachnas HaLev, of submission, of humility. And the Gemara even says, Efter Melech Yoshev HaGsei Din, of Yisifrei Chaim, Yisifrei Mesim, Pschum Lufanov, Yisrael Omer Mishira, is it appropriate even to be saying Halal, to sing Halal on a day where the Yisifrei Chaim, Yisifrei Mesim are open in front of Hashem?